This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
News report from the BBC.
Following months of unofficial campaigning, the UK general election has begun in earnest. Parliament has been dissolved and the candidates have started hitting the campaign trail in their attempts to win the hearts, minds and votes of the people of Britain. The issues that are likely to dominate the campaign in the run-up to the election on the 7th of May include the economy and spending cuts, Britain's membership of the European Union, the future of the National Health Service and immigration. The incumbent Conservative Prime Minister, David Cameron, has said he wants to complete the job of turning the country around and that he would offer the strong leadership that was needed. The Conservatives have also pledged that there will be a referendum on Britain's European Union membership. Labour leader Ed Miliband said the Conservatives' policy towards the European Union was bad for business. He has outlined his party's business manifesto, which includes a promise to return Britain to a leadership role in Brussels. Deputy Prime Minister and Liberal Democrat leader Nick Clegg has commented that his party would occupy the reasoned centre ground during the campaign. He has said that on the issue of Europe, there was a real danger of British politics being pulled to the right and the left. Many commentators believe there is currently no firm favourite to win the election. It is a distinct possibility that there will be another coalition government. This could mean that some of the smaller parties, such as the Green Party, UKIP and Scottish National Party, could be vital in determining the final balance of power.
News report from bbclearningenglish.com.